For six, which is a decision, land transaction, Clay?
He's going from here down to public to the laws of games, he might teach him.
Yeah, I'll leave that to you.
Hey, Clay. Clay, are you a cougar?
I am.
I just want to know. I know. I just want to...
Go back to your seat. I'll be there tomorrow.
Attaboy. We'll look for you.
Well, good morning, Chair and members of the Commission, Director Unsworth. For the record, my name is Clay Sprague. I'm the Lands Division Manager, and I'm here substituting for Julie. Julie Sandberg would usually be here, but she's on leave. But I do have with me today Terry Preston sitting right here behind me. She's the Region 2 Lands Agent that's been instrumental in working on this transaction and getting it to the point where I can bring this wonderful property to be considered for acquisition. And she's also here to test backup to bail me out if I get a question I can't answer, which I appreciate. So I do have one transaction to present to you today. As usual, I'm going to start with a little brief background on the process that the agency goes through before bringing transactions to the Commission. When we're acquiring fish habitat for fish and wildlife, the department's guided by a series of species recovery plans, habitat plans that identify conservation priorities, and restoration actions that will benefit fish and wildlife. We use these to set priorities for acquisition. Project scoping and need, as well as the priorities, are identified in these plans, and the projects then go through an evaluation and prioritization process. We commonly call it our Lands 2020 process, where we evaluate all these acquisitions against these priorities that are established in the plans to make sure they're meeting those. Also during that process, we determine what an appropriate funding source would be to acquire that property. Both of those steps occur before we bring a property to you, but also some steps in the land transaction process occur as well. In this process are several steps, including the appraisal process, appraisal review, negotiations, securing purchase options. And once those things have occurred, then we bring them to you for approval, which is the point we're at today. One more thing about appraisals I might mention. It is a very critical step in the land transaction process. Appraisals are required by statute to be accomplished and to be finished before we begin negotiations with the landowner. So it also requires that the agency provide the seller a written statement of the agency's determination of value as established by that appraisal. The source of funding for an acquisition is set by appraisal standards, so something called the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practices are required to be adhered to for state funding. For federal funding, we're required to conform to what we call Yellow Book, the Uniform Standards for Federal Land Acquisition. The department contracts with independent fee appraisers to conduct the appraisals. We currently have over 30 firms under contract, and we request quotes from them when we have a project and then select the best one based on their experience and the quote. Their review for compliance as required by the funding source. And again, if federal funds are being used, the review, it's required that they're reviewed and approved by the federal agency. When appraisals have passed review, negotiations with the landowners can begin. And if they're successful, we then bring them forward to you for your consideration for approval. And that's the point we're at now. So to get to the transaction, very excited about this. This is a second phase of a multi-phase project called Grand Coulee Ranch. It's the entire project is 20,571 acres. This project is in Douglas County, and it was reviewed and approved through the department's land 2020 process. We're currently presenting phase two to you today, which is a little over 9,000 acres. It's located, as I said, in Douglas County, about 10 miles northwest of the town of Grand Coulee, as you can see on this map. As I said, it is a multi-phased project. This map shows the first phase that we've already purchased in this light green color here. And the Phase Two parcels are in these darker red. As you can see here, there's kind of three areas that were part of this proposal. The northernmost parcel, this one right up here, is a 20-acre riverfront site reserved for access for public recreation to the Columbia River. Funding for the purchase of this phase will be provided, the entire phase will be provided from three sources, two of them federal. The Section 6 and Dingell Johnson programs administered through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and then state funding through the Recreation and Conservation Office through the WWRP program. As you can see on this map, the property has over 14 miles of river frontage on the Columbia River.
Wow.
And it contains, as you might imagine, some very unique characteristics of basalt cliffs, low buttes that overlook the river, steep riparian draws, and ponderosa pine stands that reach right down to the river's edge. So very, very unique and diverse property. In addition to those riverfront habitat that I just talked about, the upland portion of the property provides significant shrub steppe habitat occupied by Columbia, just some examples, Columbia sharp-tailed grouse and other at-risk shrub steppe species, such as pygmy rabbit, burrowing owl, and sagebrush lizard. Acquisition of this property will enhance public hunting and fishing. We actually already have public hunting occurring on Phase 1. And we're estimating operation and maintenance costs will be just under $73,000 a year. We've already earmarked $80,000 a year in the wildlife area budget to account for that, so that's been taken care of. The appraised value of this phase of the property is a little over $3.9 million. This property will be managed within the wildlife program as part of the newly established Big Bend unit. You may see some different names in your documentation, but we have lit on the right name here, and it will be the Big Bend unit of the Big Bend wildlife area. And again, this phase will be acquired for the approved review appraised value of a little over $3.9 million. So the department recommends commission approval of Phase 2 of the Grand Coulee Ranch, and Terry and I would be glad to address any questions you might have.
Mr. Carpenter.
Clay, thank you for a nice presentation. Can you talk a little bit about public access or what you anticipate, how that's going to be set up on this piece of ground?
Yeah, generally. So this was private ownership, so it will provide on the entire property once acquired public access for hunting and fishing. Fishing in particular on that 20-acre parcel, that was a key part of this acquisition and a key value of Douglas County, that we provide riverfront access through that property.
A follow-up question. Is there a boat ramp close by or is nearby, or is that an area that a boat ramp could be considered?
Yes, we'll have to use a different funding source, but we would actually construct a boat ramp and an access point to that. And Terry, I might ask you to step up here for a second.
You know, a follow-up on that, Clay. The access point now would be outside of the property.
Let me go back here.
Back to that mapping.
Go ahead, Terry.
See the part right in the middle where the hump, the bigger hump is towards the north?
Your system.
About there.
There's an access point there now?
There will be.
Oh, that's where. But where are the, are there current ones? What's the closest? You probably know.
Right now, there's an access point just above Chief Joseph Dam that is a Corps of Engineers dock and launch that's very popular. just north of that or upriver of that on the other side is a state park facility. And then there really isn't another formal access until you get almost to Grand Coulee Dam. There's one at Elmer City. There's Seton Grove, which is 6 miles south of Grand Coulee Dam. And there's 50 miles from Chief Joseph Dam to Grand Coulee Dam.
Right.
And this is beautiful habitat. Along the way, I can't remember the intervals where the pumps are as you move up. But as mitigation, when the dam was built, as you move upstream, and these, you'll see a yellow pump out in the river. And then adjacent to that on the shore is a beautiful, lush, green area of trees and other habitat for wildlife. Those yellow, those pumps irrigate those areas as mitigation for lost wildlife habitat when the river was raised. And so this is something that, as an angler, I've been looking forward to for a long time, because fishing along Rufus Woods Reservoir has been very popular, both for the triploid rainbow trout and regular rainbow trout that and kokanee that come down from Grand Coulee Dam. But also, this is a very popular duck hunting area on the river. And so, and it's actually been almost hazardous for boaters to move up and down the reservoir because the distances between access points. So this is a beautiful example of high desert habitat in an area that is very well, would be much appreciated by not only hunters and fishers, but also just viewing wildlife in this region is also another feature of this acquisition.
You know, it would be very interesting to have the fish and magician take some people out there so we could explore this.
Oh, okay. A required tour.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Clay, one additional follow-up. How far in the distance do you anticipate the ramp and dock and parking being in place?
Do you have a sense of that, Mary?
I would say 4 years, 3 to 4 years. Those grants have to be applied for, so that's
So
about 2 years.
Well, engineering and
help us get the money.
Yeah,
right. So we will be applying for a grant. I think it's through the State Lands Development Program of Recreation Conservation Office. I'm trying to remember when that cycle begins again, but this will be teed up, and once we get those monies, that will fund the construction of the access site.
So we could apply, but we have to be awarded those funds.
Yeah, Commissioner Keeney.
Thank you. Early in my NRCS career, I was fortunate enough to do the soil survey on this piece of property, and it is gorgeous. And my English setter and I spent some fun days out there hunting birds, so it's a great piece of property. And I can easily see the value for fishing, for wildlife. I just want to make the connection back to grazing right now, because I see that it was Title VI money, which sometimes, some of the money was Title VI, which sometimes can carry some kind of strict requirements for grazing or no grazing. So so that I understand it completely, at this point, is it going to be leased for grazing? And how does this grazing plan that we were just hearing about come into play so that it's a good combination of grazing and wildlife use?
Right. And thanks for bringing that up, Commissioner. Yes, this a big aspect of this property is continuing working grazing and agriculture. That was also a big value for Douglas County, and it was part of their support. So we currently have a grazing plan in place. I think we have a lease that's about to be signed to carry out that grazing. We'll probably be updating that grazing plan in 2018. But I think as we do that, you know, as you saw in the previous presentation about upgrading our grazing program, as we learn things from that, we'll probably apply that to here as we will elsewhere. But right now, grazing is definitely, and agriculture is definitely a plan to be a continued part of this property.
Good. So as Commissioner Hosemiller was saying, the color of the money in this case is not blocking or hindering the ability to do have a good grazing plan and get on with having this as a great wildlife area that has the least grazing operation.
Can I show you where the Section 6 money is being spent? Right in this area right here.
So would that have a different element of grazing or no grazing?
Yeah, I think it would. Yeah, a lot less.
Okay. But both Section 6 and RCO Critical Habitat do allow for grazing. Obviously, they want to see carried out in a certain way that's consistent with the primary purpose of the funds for critical habitat, but there is the flexibility to do that.
The property just to the left of that, that's still private.
Where?
This. Just left of the title, right?
That little square part right next to
that is DNR.
Yeah. DNR?
Okay. Yes.
Are there already roads out to the access point, or undeveloped roads at least, or is that going to be part of the development of recreation on the property?
There are some sketchy roads, and there's better roads. There is County Road, but the area to the access site will need work, yes.
Yeah, that's
good project.
Other comments? Yeah, that's exciting. That's.
I guess I have one other question I can't resist in reference to the grazing. Are the sharp-tailed lek sites known on this property? I can't remember.
I believe so. And the surrounding areas.
We do. Okay. It'd be great to have that preserved.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so it's not converted to agriculture.
Yes, exactly.
Any further questions? Then this is a decision. Looking, have a motion?
I make a motion. I move to I move to approve the proposed land transaction as presented.
We have a second.
Who seconded?
Dave. Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion
good
passes.
Work.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yes.
We look forward to our tour.